listening to Welcome to the Sandbar with Connie and Michelle, where the fans live a little and love a lot.
Welcome to the Sandbar. We're so happy you're here with us today. This is Michelle.
This is Connie.
So today, we are going to talk about our favorite Kenny concert moments. And when Connie said, I want to do a show about our favorite Kenny concert moments. How on earth do we pick one, you know? But there have been some pretty, just like all of you, there have been moments at a show. And my memory is much worse than Connie's, so she always has to remind me what show it was. That we had things happen which were just very exciting as a fan. Very exciting. And obviously for us, the stories we're about to tell you, majority of them happened in the Sandbar, which is another reason we have Welcome to the Sandbar.
I would say all of them.
Except one maybe.
Yeah, one. A couple of places didn't have sandbars.
Yeah, so I guess they don't.
And these are concert moments. I mean, we've had moments outside of concerts or outside of shows.
Which if you've listened to our other podcasts, you'll know from New York to the interview in Tampa and things like that. Yeah. But this is truly just about concerts. And we've heard many of your stories on our Facebook pages and your interactions, so it's very exciting.
When you guys post pictures of you with Kenny, it warms our heart.
Oh,
it
we love
really
it.
Does. It makes us feel so awesome because we know that there's other No Shoes Nation members out there that have a passion like we do, and that's what it's all about. It's not about an individual feeling of I'm the number one Kenny fan. That's not it at all. We're all fans in our own way.
Yep.
And to our own extent, you know, and you don't have to know every fact there is to know about Kenny, you know, and that's not what he wants. He doesn't want you to know his personal information. So we're more about the music.
And just how the shows make us feel. Yeah. That's our escape. Yeah. I mean, that's our escape. And I remember like the girl in New England that got her. We didn't know this until we've kind of met her through our Facebook page.
Yeah.
We remember when it happened because we were there, but that she got her boot signed.
No, when she posted
it's his
that.
Boot, right?
It was his boot.
Oh, man.
And I got
awesome.
Pictures of that, and I promised her I would hopefully try to get them sent to her, but I got pictures there from far away. I was in the back of the sandbar, but where I was like, oh my God, he's taking his boot off and giving it to somebody. And I was with Noel, and Noel and me are looking at each other, and I'm like, oh my God, I would die to have his signed boot, you know? That's just something, I mean, I could see that sucker sitting on my credenza on my desk, and everybody going, what's that? Kenny Chesney's boot?
Yeah, they'll be like, what?
What?
What? So that's, we love those fan moments at shows.
Yes,
it just,
yeah.
And you know, obviously when he pulls the kids up now and things like that is pretty
And there's
exciting.
No form of jealousy in that either. I felt like that is so awesome.
Absolutely. Now, do we wish it was us? Of course, but
yeah,
you know.
But we're happy it was somebody else that got the opportunity.
And that he does that for the fans. So he takes an already amazing opportunity, an amazing show, which we're all very excited to be there. Mm-hmm. And we just love seeing him on stage. But then to take it to that next level is just priceless.
So I think we're going to start out with Michelle's favorite concert moment.
Okay,
hey,
so
it was very difficult
Michelle.
For her, by
Welcome
the way, to narrow this down.
Short little
podcast,
well, and it's funny because Connie and I just met a couple years ago. I know you probably all think we've known each other for 10 years, but or 20 years, but it's been 5 years. And actually,
so many of you,
the love of Kenny's music is what made us become immediate friends. I mean, it was so funny.
I mean, it goes beyond Kenny.
Well, now, yes, but like that moment when we both realized we had a love of Kenny's music, it was all downhill. I mean, uphill after that, however you say it, but it was funny. And yes, we have
the glue that holds our relationship together.
Exactly. And our families are like, geez, there's two of you? And we're like, you have no idea.
Yeah, there's more than two of us.
So they all think we're crazy. But we had gone to the West Palm Beach show 2010.
It was St. Patrick's Day. That we were so excited.
No, he said 2010.
Let's go in coastal.
2011. So 2011, we'd gone to West Palm.
We had to wait after we met probably for a good almost year before we
That's
true,
because he had taken the time off.
He had taken the tour, the date off.
So West Palm was pretty awesome because we were pretty close. There's not a sandbar in West Palm. So, but we had a great time. And then a couple days later, he was in Tampa. And so we go and we're in the sandbar. And I think it was my first time in the sandbar?
Yeah, because you'd only seen him one other time.
She's really awesome. You guys are going to love her.
Yep. And then at the Citrus Bowl, like way long ago before I even knew who he was.
And there's a lot of you out there that are fans that have probably only went to one or two shows or never even been to a show. We have people from Australia.
Friday night, we were
people
so
from
excited.
British, British Virgin really Islands that have never been to a Kenny show. It's amazing. It's a
sort of way, we were headed to Tampa, and it was very, we were very excited. You know, you exactly the way you all feel when you're driving to the show, okay? That's exactly how we felt. And we didn't have a big group of friends at that time. You know, we had met a lot of folks.
We were meeting Rusty and Taylor. I don't even know how we connected.
Oh, and you know what? We were running late because it must have been through Facebook, but we didn't really know Rusty real well, and we didn't really know anybody else in the No Shoes Nation other than just people, you know, that we knew were fans.
We stumbled upon Rusty's tailgate just walking through the tailgate.
You know what? I don't remember, but I do remember that we had...
It wasn't a huge day.
No, and I remember that our kids had sporting events, so we were... We couldn't leave until probably, I don't know, 11 o'clock or something to even head to Tampa, and then traffic, and we were just like, come on, people. Totally stressed because we wanted to get there and have some fun and tailgate and meet people and all that good stuff. That's one of our favorite things, whether we know people or not. We love meeting other members of the No Shoes Nation. So anyway, we get there a little late, and so we went in, we got in the sandbar, we got a good spot, and it was just...
a really good spot. We were in like a... almost like a corner of the tee.
Yep.
So we're excited. Totally excited.
I remember just Michelle, I had seen him several other times prior. Probably at that point, I'd seen him 20 or 30
times. No, it will not be carried on direct
so
TV. Or
I was kind of like, you know how you just, you're excited to be there, but you're okay. Got it. You're a solid, you know where you're at. You're solid ground. You got a good spot in the sandbar.
But no, you're going to be able to find all the
videos. But that was her first time. So she's about, what, a foot shorter than me.
I'm not a whole foot shorter than you. No, I'm not.
You're probably
inches
at least
shorter.
What, five or
I'm
six
not
inches.
A midget.
I'm
not a giant.
She's not a foot shorter.
But it is. It is.
It does matter.
It does. It makes a big difference, especially when you have a tall friend. It's amazing. She's always like, "You go in front of me," because I always get behind some other tall person and doesn't help me.
So we're in the sandbar, and of course the show's going. I mean, Kenny walks out, sweat's dripping off. I mean, he's in front of us. Sweat is landing on us.
And I keep turning around looking at her like, oh my God. Like, I couldn't believe how close we were.
It was awesome for me to know that it was so exciting for her. It was exciting for me too, but to know that.
It was amazing.
She was getting that first time sandbar experience.
Yeah, you're right. I just thought about that as we're talking about that, that it is my
first time. So he comes down and we're reaching out and he's high-fiving everybody and me and Michelle have our hands. And of course,
this is probably midway
through the show and I'm reaching out above her.
Because she's taller.
Because they're taller.
Because I'm a foot shorter than her.
And tell him what happens.
So we put our hands out, and he's, you know, touching people's hands as he does and giving guys high fives and stuff like that.
I don't remember the song.
I have no clue. You kind of black out at some points during it because you're just like, is this where I am? Is this what's going on in my life? But we put our hands out, and he grabbed both of our hands at the exact time because we were, like, right there. And
I said,
you said, I love you.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you. I would never say I.
He said, we love you. And he said, I know I love you too.
And he said that right back to us.
And we were just like.
And squeezed our hands together. All three of our hands were together. So it's the three squeeze and shake. And we were like. She goes, she's going to pass out, people. She's like, I thought she was going down.
Okay, I didn't quite know how to respond to that because it was very exciting and emotionally stimulating, if you will. I was like, oh, my God.
This guy was next to us in the sandbar. And that was one of our best sandbars. We had the best people around.
Because we have had some unfriendly situations.
Some non-fans. I don't get that either. Why would you pay that kind of money to be in the
And we're going to go on the record here and say, if you are not a fan, get your ass out of the sandbar. Okay, sorry. We had that happen in Jacksonville. That's a whole other podcast. But anyway.
But it was funny because the guy next to us and him and his wife and girlfriend, they looked at me, you two are so cute.
Oh, they thought, I don't know if that was code for you two are insanely ridiculous or what, but I cried.
I mean, it was so hard that I started crying.
It's the dumbest thing ever.
Is this the moment that he realized
that
he loves us?
He loves the fans, and that's why he does it. That's why he works so hard. It's why he does what he does, and it was just so excited. I was speechless after that.
You call it something after a show.
Post Kenny concert depression.
Yeah, it was bad. Oh God.
The whole way home, we could barely talk. We were so annoyed.
At that point, we hadn't shamed on any other shows. Did we go to any other shows that year? I think that was it. I honestly think that was the only two we went to.
It may have been.
Like the traveling Kenny aficionados. I think that was the only two we went to.
I think it was.
Oh my gosh.
And see, that's the other thing. After a show, we get depressed because we're like, we don't know when we're going to see him next. Yeah. You know, sometimes you do. Like after West Palm, we were excited because we knew two days later we were going to see him. But that was so exciting.
Yeah. So that was
I give chills just now thinking about it.
Favorite Kenny moment. I have a really unbelievable one. Back in 2008 in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, that's where he goes. For us, that's the closest location that he goes
Doesn't come to Orlando.
No. And back in 2008, there was no real... Sandbar existed, but he wasn't doing stadium shows quite yet. Maybe one or two, if he even did any. And it was the Tampa Bay Amphitheater, which is this little amphitheater. Well, I call it little. It's not really little. It has a lawn and everything.
We hate it. It's a bad venue.
My husband had, for my daughter's birthday, at that time she was five, she loved Kenny. I mean, her favorite song was Big Star, and she'd run around the house singing it and all this. I kind of forced it upon her to listen to the music. But,
all of our kids have been.
So, she wanted to go to the concert with me, and my husband was kind of, he went to a few with me, and I had a couple other girlfriends that went to a few with me, and of course, I didn't know Michelle at that time, and everybody bailed on me. The only person that wanted to go was Morgan, my daughter, so my husband said, well, if I'm only getting two tickets, Ticketmaster had started a bidding thing where you could bid on tickets, and it was front row, and he could bid, and he bid on them and actually won them for a pretty low cost. So we had front row tickets to this show, and it was literally front row, seats and everything, and no sandbar. So through the whole show, Miranda Lambert opened, and through the whole show, he was staring at my daughter, and she was singing the songs back to him. And he would sing to her, and it was the cutest thing. And she would sing back to him, and I think it was okay because she was a little kid, so he felt comfortable, and it was funny. And then he'd look at me, and he'd smile. And I remember that show being the first time I ever heard "Somewhere with You."
Oh, which is one of Connie's
favorites. And he played that song, and and he was so funny because he sang to me because he could tell I knew every word to it. He could tell it was my favorite song because. He's right there, you know. Like I said, no sandbar, it's front row seats. It was awesome. I still thank my husband today for that. It was an amazing experience. And but at the end, at that point, he was giving away guitars at the end of all his shows.
Instead of the helmets.
And back then it was guitars, and I didn't know at the time how he was even doing that. I thought it was prearranged and people knew ahead of time. But nah, I found out very quickly when he pointed at my daughter and motioned for her to get up on stage. I looked at my daughter and I went, he wants you to get up on the stage and get the guitar. I told her. And I'm like, and she's very shy. She just looked at me and she shook her head yes. Security scooped her right up, put her up on stage, and he hands her a guitar and signs it right there in front of her, of her, me, the whole audience. Miranda Lambert comes over and signs it, and my daughter's just standing up there smiling away at Kenny, you know, and I'm like, my daughter is on stage with Kenny Chesney getting a guitar. I was speechless.
That gives me chills thinking about it.
It was amazing. It was awesome. So I couldn't wait to get her off the stage to find out what he was whispering in her ear. I'm like, what is he saying to her? So they lift her down, they bring her down, hand her to me off the stage, and the security guard has the guitar in a case and says, we're going to escort you out. And I thought they were escorting me backstage. I really thought we were going backstage to, like, meet Kenny. Thank God probably we were not, because I was, like, freaking out. It was they were just getting us out of the arena so that no one would try to take the guitar from us. So we get to the back, and we were back in the security area, and there's like a security guard area, and it was funny. So I'm sitting there with my daughter, and I'm texting my husband saying, come get us. Actually, texting I had to call, because texting wasn't it. I had to call him, and I'm like, we're ready to be picked up. And he was staying at we were staying the night at the Hard Rock, because he was gambling at the Hard Rock. I'm like, you need to come get us. You're not going to believe this. Morgan got Kenny Chesney's guitar. And it was just the whole whirlwind of what happened. And so I said to her, what did he say to you? And she's like, he said, I want you to keep this. I don't want you to, I want you to play it, I guess, is what he told her. And she still to this day only vaguely remembers what he said because it's loud. And she said, but he was whispering in her ear that please play this. I want you to learn to play this. So that was important for her to have heard that. She was like, okay, he wants me to play this, so I'm obviously never getting rid of it. And of course, we would never dream of ever getting rid of it.
Well, and every time I go over their house, I'm like, Morgan, can I see the guitar? And she's like, oh, she rolls her eyes now at us.
It's pretty amazing. And
it's in her room.
As you're listening to this podcast, there's a slideshow of three or four pictures of her getting the guitar. So that's an amazing experience.
And tell them how you got the pictures. Because obviously you were so nervous and you couldn't take pictures.
I didn't get a picture. Of course, I had no camera even out at that point because I'm not a very good Kenny Chesney concert picture taker. I want to live in the moment and enjoy the music. So I couldn't have anyways, even if I would have wanted to take a picture, I couldn't have done it. Back then, your phones were not what you took a picture with.
No,
you took a picture with a real camera. And I would have had to dig through my purse and find it. Well, what was the amazing thing was I thought to myself, I don't have any picture of her getting that guitar. I got on the fan club and I put in there, my daughter was the one that got the guitar in Tampa on the blog, and if I didn't get overwhelmed with pictures of her getting that guitar.
That is so amazing.
The fans are amazing. Back then, we weren't called the No Shoes Nation, but I tell you what, the No Shoes Nation rocks, because within days, my mailbox was full of pictures of her getting that guitar. Some were horrible. I couldn't even see, from way in the back, in the back of the stadium, all the way to, or not stadium, but amphitheater, but all the way to front. I got one that's like front row. Somebody must have been in the front row and sent this to me, and I couldn't have thanked them enough for those photos. So just their prized possessions in our family.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
Those photos and the guitar are very special in our family, and they stay tightly wrapped up in Morgan's room in her. And she did take guitar lessons. It was not her thing, which that's fine. The other daughter may try to take guitar lessons coming up soon, but just an amazing, amazing evening, amazing experience. And to be the one that Kenny chose that night to get that guitar, just amazing. Just an awesome, awesome thing. So that's two of our most exciting experiences, mine and Michelle's view. And we have a couple more, but we'll just dabble in them. There's
one time where
we went to Vegas. And we met some new friends, and Sandy Noden is one of them that we met, and she was amazing. We both nights in Vegas, we hung with her, and she actually moved the crowd aside a little bit for me at the end when he was signing everything. And the picture of Morgan getting the guitar, she got the people enough off to the side where I could get up close enough to show him the picture, and Kenny saw the picture. He immediately recognized it, took it out of my hand, signed it, and gave it back to me, and then like smiled back at me when he handed it back. In other words, it made a moment that he remembered, that's a mom with a picture of her daughter getting a guitar from many years ago. So that was pretty awesome. There's been Jacksonville, our only, first and only keg show.
Oh, man. And I'm telling you,
keg shows are awesome.
We are praying for some this year. The challenge with the keg shows, as you all may or may not know, is that they're last minute and you have to drop everything, as we did.
Oh, that story. We do have to dabble in that story a little bit.
Yeah, we found out a couple days before, I guess.
There was rumor he was coming to Orlando.
That's
but
right.
But it ended up being Blake Shelton that was coming to Orlando. And so we thought it was Kenny.
Yeah.
And the place where Blake Shelton ended up playing was literally right down the street from my house. So we were all excited thinking it was going to be Kenny. Yeah. We were waiting for confirmation. I mean, Michelle has connections. We asked every person we knew in radio.
And
country
nobody
radio,
knew anything.
Nobody knew. Nobody would tell us. And then sure enough, Rusty.
I think Rusty found out because Rusty lives up in Jacksonville.
He's like, he's coming to Freebird. We're like, are you sure? Because you sure he's not coming to the barn in Sanford? Because that's
what we heard.
Confirmation, he was coming to Freebird in Jacksonville. So we're looking at our schedules. It's 2 days away. We're like, how can we make
you have to log on to get tickets.
Oh, it was crazy.
It was really disastrous and didn't go so well.
We didn't get tickets like we had tried. So we ended up having to go through Craigslist. And there was a guy, really, really nice guy, who had two tickets. And he didn't want to go to the show. He had tickets from a previous artist.
Yeah, because there was supposed to be a show there that night. But
from somebody else,
but
another
Kenny
artist.
And his people somehow blew them out.
Yeah.
And so people had tickets to the show already. So it was those they were going to honor those tickets.
But people were like,
I bought a ticket to a show to somebody else, not to Kenny. So we were able
to
do
it. We got lucky, though. The guy was really nice. He was not a No Shoes Nation member.
And he was trustworthy.
He was nice. He was like, here, I'll sell them to you for a little more than what I paid. And so we ended up literally last minute, the day before less than 24 hours getting the tickets.
And rearranging the kids and family schedules.
Oh my gosh,
and
that was crazy.
And couldn't leave till a certain time because we had something going on with work for the two of us. So
I was on a field trip.
That's right.
At SeaWorld.
Oh, and you couldn't get home till a certain time.
All day, yeah. I couldn't get home from the field trip in like 4 till 4:30. Show is supposedly started at 7. And it's a 2 to 3 hour drive to Jacksonville.
And it was a Friday.
Friday.
Because the traffic, it was a disaster. We finally got there. Mm-hmm. Very nervous that our tickets that we just bought from this guy weren't going to work. Because you just never know. Because they say non-transferable and all this. And then Rusty, poor Rusty, he didn't have a ticket.
I think somebody got him in.
He eventually got in.
That night, we felt so bad going in, and Rusty was standing there, and we're like, we can't help it. I mean, the guy only was selling 2 tickets, so.
But it was very exciting to be that close, and it had been it'd been a year since we'd seen him.
We'd never been to a keg show.
It was our first
keg
show.
He was on fire that night,
man,
too.
It was awesome.
And when he sang Come Over, first time we ever heard it live.
Yes, and he was so. You can tell he just lights up on that stage.
Yeah.
He loves being with
the
full band was there with him.
He answered the phone. Somebody handed him his cell phone, and he was talking to a fan on somebody's fan cell phone, talking to somebody. It was so funny. He was joking around with everybody. I mean, and then you'll have pictures of that on this pod. We'll play that. And I actually have a little bit of video from that I'll post. But he was so engaging. I mean, and it was just awesome to be in that small of a venue watching him. And
because they had been rehearsing in Jacksonville. That's where they'd been rehearsing. So
it was pretty cool. And then the first time we saw the No Shoes Nation flag was hanging.
Yes.
That was going to be the open. That was like the first time they performed, and we were called the No Shoes Nation. So they had the No Shoes Nation flag hanging behind the little tiny stage.
It was a tiny little stage.
The only problem was that we did see the fans there. You got to remember, it was a mixture of No Shoes Nation fans and then fans of the artist that was supposed to be playing the night before. The artist that was supposed to be playing that night that Kenny
booted out.
So that, unfortunately, those fans were there, and they were not too conceivable to Kenny, I guess.
I mean, they were having a good time, they were drinking and stuff,
but they
were not paying attention. They were taking up space.
They were talking, during the show. And one guy, it was this very, very tall, tall man, and he's standing right in front of us. And it was like, I don't know. Common courtesy would have been like, here, you two go in front of me.
Because clearly we were singing, we were fans. He was not.
And I just thought it made it a very uncomfortable situation, because I've always been raised that, you need to be polite.
Yeah.
And he was just like right in front of, and he was like probably, he was close to 6-something.
He was 6'1", 6'2",
maybe even taller. And we couldn't see, and I mean, a couple of times we had to kind of dodge our way and get through.
And we had a couple of girls stand next to us talking the whole time. They weren't even paying. I'm thinking, can you go to the back and go back to the bar or something? So that's the only challenge you run into.
But other than that,
it was amazing.
It was amazing. And so those are some of our Kenny's favorite Kenny concert moments. I mean, there's many more. We have so many. I mean, Boston.
We want to hear from you guys. Yeah. We want to hear what some of yours are. You know, send us an email or post it on the Facebook page. We'll be asking that question if we haven't already.
We'd love to hear from you guys. That's the biggest thing.
We want to hear from you guys.
Us as a club, as a group, as Noel calls us, a tribe of people that, we all see Kenny the same way, and we love his music and the entertainment of it. So
we can't wait until the tour.
I know.
We are itching for a show. So hopefully we will be able to attend a keg show this year, or hopefully some of you will. We have heard we've heard rumors that there may be some keg shows. Obviously, he throws those together last minute, and so hopefully either you or us or all of us together would be great if we could. Yeah. Have a show.
So I think we're out of here for this podcast, and can't wait to do our next one. Maybe a couple weeks. We won't make you wait a couple months.
Well, we appreciate you listening. Thanks for being a part of the Sandbar, and we just appreciate you engaging with us on the Facebook page and listening to the show.
Rock on. We'll talk to you guys soon.